Erev Tov, good evening, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to present today Mizmor 95 and 100. We want to discuss the place of these Mizmorim, the unit, the structure. And here we have a special opportunity to discuss Kabbalat Shabbat. I want to show that it is a turning point in the entire Sefer Tehillim. There is a dramatic event, a philosophical change in the understanding of Jewish identity in Sefer Tehillim over these five Mizmorim. It's very interesting to understand how these Mizmorim, we are focusing on the Shi'ur, on Tehillim. It's very interesting to see what's the career of these Mizmorim in the Sidur. The topic of this course is not Sidur. I'm happy to talk about Sidur in another course, but what we talk now is something different. We talk about the structure of Sefer Tehillim. I do think that if we look at these five Mizmorim, at these six Mizmorim, sorry, and we will look at two of them more carefully, the first one and the last one, in order to understand the structure, we will talk about the structure of all of them. If we see how they were included in the Sidur, we can learn a tremendous insight, because the people who included them in the Sidur, the experts of Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism in Sfat, Rabbi Moshe Cordoviero, Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz, we say it every Friday, we will see a brilliant, brilliant insight the way they understood it. So I would like to go and talk a little bit about the Kabbalat Shabbat, because many people wrote it in the questionnaires, but I want to use it as an opportunity. How does that reflect back on the structure of Sefer Tehillim? So let's talk briefly about the structure, about the meaning of Kabbalat Shabbat. This slide is translated on the next slide into English. I prefer to use the Hebrew one, and you can read it up on the next one in English. The reason to accept Kabbalat Shabbat, lekabel means to accept. In a hotel, the reception is called the Kabbalah. That's where you come in, where you are accepted to the new place. And the Gemara says in Shabbat, every Shabbat evening, one should say, Bo netze likrat Shabbat hamalkah. Let's go to the Kala every Friday. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat. Rabbi Hanina said, every sunset of Shabbat, come and we will go out to greet Shabbat the queen, Shabbat Malketa. And he changed his clothes. And he said, boy chala, to accept the kala. And Rashi says, it is we have to get ready to greet the presence of a king. So there's something very special. And these terms from the Gemara, Shabbat, Kabbalat Shabbat, Kabbalah is not only to accept somebody at the reception, to acknowledge the arrival of somebody, it is also Kabbalah, the note of mysticism. That is the translation, Kabbalah, Mekubalim. So it is a much deeper meaning and a very, very interesting event that the Kabbalah people, the mysticism, accepted the idea of Kabbalat Shabbat as a mystical event. It's a beautiful field for Sidur and mysticism of 16th century Tzfat. Talking about kingdom, talking about go to the Kala, accept her. So it is Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz who wrote his beautiful song of Kabbalat Shabbat in the middle. And we should look at a few lines. You see that these words, which we had in color in the Gemara, are present in Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat, Boi Chala, the last word is exactly the word of the Gemara for Kabbalat Shabbat, more than 1,000 years later. And you should dress yourself with new clothing, Lifshi Bigdei Tifatech. That's a new interpretation of the Talmudic source. However, the inclusion of six chapters from Tehillim and two more chapters afterwards is very meaningful. 6 days before Shabbat, and one day is the seventh day, Shabbat, right afterwards with an additional day. And here in the previous slide, I presented that with the numbers. You see the figures here. We have Lecha Dodi here, six chapters here, uh-oh, something went wrong. 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and where is 100? Why did they replace that? Didn't they learn the text of the contextual interpretation of Tehillim? That can't be. You will see they had a brilliant, brilliant insight. It's for me remarkable to understand how brilliant it is. It took me 10 years to understand that because I actually started my career, my interest in Sefer Tehillim, trying to understand the Sidur. That's where I started my journey. And I wrote something for the wedding of our daughter. And it was obvious to me that there is something very, very interesting. And that was over 10 years ago. I started a wonderful journey to learn Tehillim. I hope today I will be able to give you an answer why they replaced that. Why did they replace chapter 92 and 93, which is said afterwards, and they say it, but the place of 92 and 93 is before 95. What did they do? You will see how brilliant, brilliant they are. But for that, we have to go to the journey to understand first the structure of Sefer Tehillim. So let's remember where we stand in our book. We finished the first two books, King David's Life, the destruction of the third book, 17th chapter, and the restoration in the fourth book, with 17 Mizmorim as well. And we learned that King David, who officially disappeared from the surface, is actually present very much afterwards. He gets more and more active. We spoke about 1, 2, 3, 4 Mizmorim, and at the end, even 8. So he gets very active. And we saw the role of Moshe in the third book, and we saw the doxologies at the end, which are typical for the third book. Everything is gone, empty here. And afterwards, we see the Amar Kol Ha'am, Amen, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And the entire nation will say Amen and will start an experience of Hallelujah here in white on blue. The Hallelujah starts here. We have to change our mind. We have to learn. We have to come to a new understanding of our life and our mission in the fourth book. And that what we saw in the structure of the fourth book, starting with Moshe, and we learn our new mission after the Churban for the return to Zion and the rebirth of Israel in the land of Israel. That's the structure of the fourth book, as we discussed previously. There is a change in the pre-exilic understanding of Jewish life and the post-exilic understanding of the Jewish religion. It changes. This transformation is discussed in the fourth book. And here's the fourth book. We discussed these issues, but I want to show you a very interesting example. We will focus today. We spoke about lecture 16, chapter 90, lecture 17, chapter Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. And today we talk about Tzadihei Tzadivav, this unit. 6 Mizmorim in a wonderful structure. Wonderful message. Next week, we should be talking Yetz Hashem about 102. And at the end, we the Shiva afterwards on the ending of the fourth book and the transition to 107. What is the flow? The flow is summarized in this clip art. Before there was the Jewish nation in Israel living there at the time of King David. And afterwards, they come back. But they come back from the exile and have a deep experience and the awareness. We come back from the exile from the four corners of the world and we integrate something from there. We have a universal understanding of life. It's not only our nation the way it was in the first temple period. After coming back from the exile, we are aware, we are responsible, not only for ourselves, but for the entire world. We are engaged in Tikkun HaOlam. And that is a major basic message of the change, the beginning, and in the fourth book, that will change specifically in these Mizmorim, as we shall see. We still remain inspired by King David. About King David, it says at the end of the third book, Hu yikra'eini aviata eli v'tzur yeshuati. God says that King David, he will call me, you are my father, and you are my God, and you are the rock of my deliverance. But he is dead afterwards. But Hashem promises in chapter 91, after the restoration, he says, everybody from the Jewish people who will call me, I will answer him. Everybody will be like King David. He called and was answered, and we can call. King David said, should call Hashem Tzur Yeshuati. The term Tzur Yeshuati, connected this way, appears only twice in Tehillim. If we say Letzur Yeshuati, the term Letzur Yeshuati is inspired by King David. That was one of his last words in his last chapter in 89. If we continue to say that, we continue his legacy, we continue his mission. So I welcome everybody to be a son of David. Everybody is a Mr. Davidovich or Davidson, or a Davidman, or a Ben David. Everybody. We all continue by saying, Lechu naranana l'Hashem nariya l'tzur yusheinu. We continue what he started with Tzur Yeshuati. That is a beautiful observation to the first pasuk of this unit, which goes back to 89 and previous pasukim. Here is the mizmor, which we are going to read now. לכו נרננה לאדוני נריע לצור ישנו נקדמה פניו בתודה בזמירות נריע לו כי אל גדול אדוני ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ ותועפות הרים לו אשר לו הים והוא עשה הוא ויבשת ידיו יצרו בואו נשתחווה ונכרע לפני אדוני עושינו כי הוא אלוהינו ואנחנו עם מראיתו וצון ידו. היום אם בקולו תשמעו. אל תקשו לבכם כמריבה כיום עשה במדבר, אשר ניסו נעבותיכם בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה עקות בדור ואומר, עם תועי לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי באפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי. You could hear hopefully from my voice, the excitement in the first part, where there is a call to thank Hashem as the creator of the world, and he is the shepherd of Israel. Very, very excited that we are coming to worship him. He created the world, Asahu, and he created us, Oseinu. We are part of the creation. As creatures, we are part of the creation of the creator, Asahu, Oseinu. And we are his nation. We are the flock and the sheep under his hand. However, in verse 7b, there is a totally different tone. There is a warning. There is a rebuke. Would you only listen to Hashem? If you wouldn't be stubborn as you were in the desert, as your parents were in the desert, I would swear you will not come back. You will not come to my menuchati, to my resting place. Which nation was standing in the desert? The nation of the desert. But who is the nation who can say, our parents were there and we shouldn't do the same mistake? We shall see in a moment who that is, who this generation is. It's funny that there is a beautiful nigun for the Chazanim, actually no reason to be that happy in the second part of this mizmor. In the middle, these words are very tough. Hayom im bekolo tishmau. And Chazal say, when is Mashiach coming? And the answer is, today, if you only would hearken to his voice. So that is a very tough rebuke. Stop doing mistakes. Start to understand and to listen to the voice of Hashem. There is a major turning point within this mizmor, which affects all the following mizmorim, as we shall see. Let's take now a closer look at the structure of this mizmor, which has a very clear and beautiful message. We see here, go lechu naranana, and afterwards he calls them, bo nishtachavem nichra, come in the temple, and if we come and we are motivated to go to the temple, we want to worship Hashem and bless him, that will bring us to the situation that we will go Ye'im yevo'un el menuchati, the condition to come to the menucha of Hashem, to the place of his resting, Eretz Yisrael, the temple, is that we come and understand our responsibility. We spoke about asahu osehu. We have osenu. We have to understand God as the creator of the world, and we as part of that for the future. I'm not sure which graphic presentation, which design works best for you, and I'm myself not sure. I'm happy to hear comments. You're welcome to send me emails with your comments. What I did here, I integrated what we had in other presentations. Here, the green part, here, the red part, connections within Tehillim, and here, the green one, connections, intertextuality outside. What I did here, I included them on the same line and took them together. And we spoke about the term Yikra'eni, Yitzur Yeshuati, Yikra'eni, and Tzur Yeshuati, which we had before. So I don't have to repeat that, but I want to show you now something very interesting. The term of Tzon Marito, he is our shepherd, and we are his nation, appears 4 times in Tehillim and 2 times in the Nevi'im. In Tehillim, we spoke about it, that we remain his nation. V'anachnu amcha v'tzon maritecha, regardless that they kill us, we will tell your Tehillah forever. It's mentioned beforehand in Asaf, and it appears in Tzadihei and in the counterpart in Mizmor 100. Pretty much the same term, as we shall see later. Kihu Eloheinu, v'anachnu am marito, v'tzon yado. If we look at it a little bit larger, enlarged, you see that these two Mizmorim from 100 are actually the same as we have in Mizmor 95, in our Mizmor. So our Mizmor statement, God is our Hashem, he is our God, and we are his nation, Hayom im bekolot tishmau, appears in Mizmor 100 as a closing. Know that he is God. It doesn't say Elohei, no, Elohim. Hu asanu is very much exactly the same. Velo anachnu, we'll talk about the two readings, kri v'ktiv, amo v'tzon marito. What is the reason that these statements are mentioned in Tehillim, but they go back to Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel? We should go back and have now our time for an hour to read Yirmiyahu and to read Yechezkel. Yirmiyahu accuses the leaders of Am Yisrael that they do not care of the Jewish people. They neglect their responsibility for Tzon Mar'iti, for Am Yisrael. And the same says Yechezkel, you are not doing the proper job in your responsibility as leaders of Am Yisrael. You don't lead them the proper way. What says Tehillim? Now, and that was before the exile. Now comes Sefer Tehillim and says only in these six places the term Tzon Marito is mentioned. To tell if Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel were disappointed that the leaders of Am Yisrael do not fulfill their job to lead Am Yisrael, and therefore the exile started, Sefer Tehillim says, now we want to be your nation and you should be our shepherd. That is actually a complementary statement, as we saw many times in previous shiurim, what the Nevi'im say, the word of Hashem, and what Yeshayahu say, and what Tehillim says, our attitude. We want to be responsible. We know at the end of the before the exile, people were not responsible to take care of the proper leadership of Am Yisrael. But now we want to behave properly. That is an answer. Tehillim is an answer of the rebuke of Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel. A very powerful statement, in my opinion. And here we have another example, which I would like to point out. I will not show all of them, but that is a very, very meaningful one. Yechezkel says in his chapter 20, he says, I took you out of Egypt, and I took you a long journey in the desert. and you were in the desert for many years, and I was expecting from you that you should understand the ways of Hashem. The 40 years in the desert are also a punishment, but also an educational experience. But also for the generation after the exile, we are in the Midbar Ha'amim, in the desert of the nation, in the diaspora. And he asked them, come back. And your sons, Va'omar el Benechem Bamidbar, Bechukei Avotechem Al Telechu, behave properly. Do not make the mistakes of your father. And I will bring you El Midbar Ha'amim, in the desert of the nations, and I will judge you there, the way I judged you when your parents were in the desert. This way I will judge you. That is exactly the counterpart of what we say in Tehillim. Do not be stubborn the way your parents were in the desert. Behave properly. That is addressing the nations at the second exile before they come back from Babylon. The same way the first exile in Egypt was in the desert and didn't behave properly. Now it's your challenge. It's your challenge. You should behave properly. So this statement, Hayom Bekolot Tishmau, says, now, after the exile in Babel, please do better than your parents did when they were in the desert of Sinai. Do better than what you did so far. And that's the only way you will come back. This pasuk in Yechezkel is a counterpart and is explaining the Bible. I'm not explaining Zelo Parshanut HaMikra, that I explain the Bible. It is the explanation of the Bible of Yechezkel, who explains beautifully the pasuk, and the term Avotechem Midbar together appears in the entire Bible only in these two places together. That's the proof by the technique of the contextual interpretation. And now, since we understood that, and we understood we have to do better after the desert, the time in the desert of the nations, second coming back from Babylon, we have to do better than our parents when they were in the desert of Sinai. That is the message, which is the punchline of chapter 95. What do we have to do better? What exactly is our job? Please tell me more about it. 95 doesn't spell it out. We will see that what happened in between is the answer. And now we come to chapter 100, which I would like to read now as the counterpart of this unit. Let's read this mizmor. It's a short one, even a shorter one, and we should compare it to the first 295. Here's the mizmor. Mizmor letoda. Hariyu l'Adonai kol haaretz. Ivdu et Adonai besimcha. Bou lefanav birnana. De'u ki Adonai hu Elohim. Hu asanu. Velo anachnu. Amo v'tzom marito. Bou sh'arav betoda chatzerotav betehila. Hodu lo. Barachushmo, Kitov Adonai Leolam Chazdo, Vaad Dor Vador Emunato. What does this mizmor say? All the earth, who is that, will come and worship Hashem. And there should be thanking God in the temple for everything he does and his chesed and his emuna, his kindness and his faithfulness for all generations should be celebrated. Who is this mizmor talking to? Is it talking to Am Yisrael? Is it talking to all nations? Is there any indication that to answer this question? And that's a very basic understanding how to understand this mizmor. Talking only about Am Yisrael? Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, yes. If we hear the beautiful songs, Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, you should think, oh, we should do that, we, the Jews. But is that what the mizmor is all about? Or are all nations addressed? So I would like to ask you now, is Susan here?
Yes, I'm right here, and we weren't able to set up the poll, but if everyone can put in the chat how you vote, either an N for nations or an A for Am Yisrael, and then I will tally up the vote, and you can say what you think the Mizmor is talking about. Thank you.
Thank you. So Susan will be the jury, the judge for the official judge for the elections. You know, in Israel, if we have twice a year, we have elections. That's a very classical habit in Israel. All the time, Bchirot. I think it's a good opportunity to have your Bchira. Is this Mizmor read by the Jew, talking to the Jew? Or is it a Mizmor which is addressed to all the nations? And it is relevant for all the nations. I would like to ask to answer this question with an A or with an N. And I think it's not just for the fun that we do that. It is to understand where do I stand, when I read the Mizmor. You can imagine that this Mizmor for non-Jewish readers is very meaningful. It doesn't mention, oh, it actually does somehow mention Am Yisrael in verse 3. But is the topic Am Yisrael or is the topic all the nations? That is a very crucial understanding for who is addressed in this Mizmor. And I think I want to elaborate it now. And please answer your questions. I will ask Susan in a few minutes what she thinks, what the audience thinks. We are invited to go and vote. We will see that there is a lot of similarity and differences to Tehillim between 95 and 100. We saw before that one pasuk is almost a repetition, a copy of this pasuk, with minor, very tiny, but meaningful differences. So what happened? And there is a distance of six mizmorim, four mizmor in between are talking something for the intertextual interpretation. That is, of course, of greatest interest, and you should see how wonderful the insights are, I believe, by comparing these mizmorim. So let's take now a look at this mizmor. We see that mizmor l'todah, what do we thank for? It is a song of thanksgiving. Hariu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz, all nations, or all earth. We will see in a moment that all earth is mentioned two mizmorim before. And in the sheet which I showed you that you can fold, you will have it much easier if you take that and you look at it as such a sheet. Sorry. And you look at it, you can open it. Sorry, it doesn't show nicely here. We will see it later in the presentation. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz has a history, two chapters before. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha. I will read it now here the way I want to. I think it's better to present it. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha. We had this statement of Ivdu et Hashem. The sentence of Ivdu et Hashem, we know that very, very well, this pasuk. We know it from chapter 2. There it says, Ivdu et Adonai biyirah, vegilu biradah. Ivdu et Hashem appears in Tehillim only twice. At the beginning, the nations are encouraged to respectfully serve Hashem, worship Him. If not, they will be punished. It is yirah, it is respect, it is fear. Now they are invited, ivdu et Hashem, with a totally different attitude. Simcha, enjoy, bo lefanav birnana, and you should be excited to come to Hashem. It's another invitation, a totally different attitude. That is one of the differences which I would like to point out here. Another important point is that Mizmor Tzadi Bet, which I would like to compare. Sorry, I will enlarge it again. Look at these similarities which we have between chapter 100 and between chapter 9. Welcome back. We were in the middle of chapter 100. My sincere apologies for that. So what's the difference? First of all, let's be aware that chapter 100 is repeating a lot of motifs of chapter 95 without going into details. You see the words here, Mizmor Letoda is Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat, Tov Lehodot LaHashem, Ulezomer LeShimcha Elyon. These are the same words. The word Emunatcha, Chazdecha VeEmunatcha are repeated here. In chapter 95, 92, the poet was happy that he's together in the homes, Bechatzrot Eloheinu, and we are inviting the entire world to come to Chatzel. The experience, the Jewish experience of 92, is repeated in the experience of 100. If it was in 92, I survived, good for me, I'm here, and every fool people will not understand it, chapter 100 says everybody should come. Everybody can understand it. Everybody is invited. Hariul Adonai kol haaretz. That is a major change. And I summarized you here that chapter 100 takes typical terms of Hariul Hashem kol haaretz. Very, very typical. It appears only twice. Hariul Hashem kol haaretz. It appears in chapter 98. Hariul Hashem kol haaretz. And all nations should come. And chapter 96 says, Bo lechatzraktav, come to his courtyard. That's what we say in 100. Baruchu shmo, you should sing to Hashem, all nations, and bless his name. The term bless his name in the entire Bible appears only twice, 96 and 100. So what do we see here? We see here a fascinating insight. The insight is that all nations are welcome to worship Hashem. That is an invitation to all the nations as we hold on. That's an invitation. And we see what I will show you on the next slide, that chapter 95 and 100 are very similar. You got the taste before. We read them both, but they have another meaning. They have another message. 95 says, Am Yisrael, you better do what you have to do, and you will not fail the way your fathers failed in the desert. Do it right. Don't repeat the mistake of your fathers in the desert. Now in the desert of the nations, when you come back from the exile. And chapter 100 says, yes, we tried to accomplish what we were told in 95. And here we have this slide, which is, I tried to do my best on modern technology, teaching technology, and the teaching technology tried to show the way I have it on the handout here, that you could fold it and see this entire idea, the next two slides, which I presented last week, how to print it out. You hold it like that, or you open it and have the entire page. There, I put a lot of thoughts into it, and let me present a very difficult structure. No, not very difficult. A very fascinating structure, which we say every Friday night without chapter 100 for a good reason. Chapter 95 is the opening and talks to Hashem about Elohim, Elokeinu, our God. Chapter 96 and 95 here talks about Elohim as an expression of idolatry, Elilim, which are the idols, which are no gods. Al-El, El-Lilim. No, not one time the word Elohim is mentioned here as an expression of holiness of his name. It is Elohim, the wrong gods. Nations, stop worshipping the wrong gods. Start recognizing Hashem. That is Elilim in green. On the left side, chapter 98 and 99 talks about Elokeinu, our God. The Jewish people is talking. And look how beautifully at end it says, Ki hu Elohim. He is God. He is not the idol, Al Kol Elohim, all the other gods. He is the monotheistic belief system. God is one. Ki hu Elohim. We talk to all the nations. All nations should have understood from Am Yisrael that we are his nation, but we are his nation for the entire world. Now look how beautifully that is presented here. The analogy between 95 and 100 by the words which you haven't read, and I cannot elaborate them now in detail. Please read it, learn it every Friday night, how there are what the analogy is. Unfortunately, 100, for a good reason, 100 is not included. Chapter 98 and 97 are in full analogy to chapter 98 and 99. The same opening, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. At the end, almost the same pasuk. Yiram hayam umlo'o, yiranenu lifnei Hashem kiva, lishpot ha'aretz, lishpot hevel, v'tzedek v'amim be'emunato. The same verse here. Chapter 97 starts with Hashem Malach, talks about Anan, Mishpat, Ishtachavu, Kocho at the end. The same is true for chapter 99. A perfect analogy. It's hard to understand how one can understand the structure without using PowerPoint. Here you see it very clearly. Analogy from 95 to 100, and the analogy from 96, 97, the nations, to 98 and 99 for Am Yisrael. We as Am Yisrael should go out to all the nations and invite them to worship Hashem the way we do it. And look here, Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz is mentioned here, and it appears in 100. The term Baruch Hu Shmo is mentioned here and appears here, Baruch Hu Shmo. Bo Lechatzrotav is mentioned here, Bo She'arav Betoda Chatzerotav Betila. So 95-100 is a summary of the whole story. I feel obliged to quote whoever I could learn from, and that is something I thought I found myself, but I found it afterwards in a beautiful German paper by Professor Jeremias from Marburg, and he says that its wording of chapter 100 is full citation of 95 and 98, which are combined with each other in order to interpret 93 to 99 as an invitation to all the nations to acknowledge God and to participate in Israel's worship. These mizmorim invite the entire world to worship Hashem together. That's the message. We are Am Yisrael. Yes, we are the chosen. We are the chosen to lead others and to tell others, stop with your mistakes, nations. Come to the home of Hashem. And that's what we are going to do in full analogy, beautiful geometric analogy between 96, 97 for the nations and 98 and 99 for Am Yisrael. We lead them and we bring them all to the Beit Hashem. All nations will worship him. Now we understand that Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, in chapter 2, we mentioned Ivdu et Hashem b'yirah, nations. But now you should come with a comfort level and with enjoyment to worship with us together, Hashem. That's the message that I think I would like to answer. I'm curious to hear, Susan, what was the result of the vote?
Well, we have 26 votes for all nations, and we have 15 votes for Am Yisrael.
Okay, classical situation. We need a coalition. So that is a classical situation. Nobody has a really, how to analyze the results. But let me show you. I think here is a change to understand our identity, our job. During the diaspora anti-Semitism, we were a synagogue and the ecclesia thought they are the chosen, and we make sure Yiddish Kinderlach, we have our worship. Baruch Hashem, we survived 2,000 years back to Israel, Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu. But we were threatened by others. We were hatred. There was hatred. And we have to survive despite the hatred of other nations. We didn't care to invite them for the worship of Hashem. So that is the attitude of, I think, the Jewish Parshan. That's the place where he stands. And you cannot disconnect the place where he stands and the way he reads the text. But let me show you three psukim from Yeshayahu, Zechariah, and Tehillim, which I believe are all the Second Temple period. And you see in Yeshayahu, my home will be a home, ki beiti beit filai kare l'chol ha'amim. My house will be a house for prayer for all the nations. And in Zechariah it says, Am Yisrael should be happy. Roni v'zichri batzion. Ki hineniva v'shachanti betochech nu'um Hashem. I will be in your city, says Hashem, in the Jewish city. But what is the message? What's the mission of Am Yisrael? V'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem b'yom ha'hu. V'hayu li la'am. Many other nations will join you. And they will all be my nation. V'shachanti betochech. And I will be in your city with all the nations together. We learned that in chapter 47 and in his analogy in chapter 87. The concept that synagogue and ecclesia, the classical symbol, which costs a lot of blood and hatred and anti-Semitism, there is a new picture of synagogue and ecclesia in our time. They sit together and learn. And I don't have enough time to discuss. Are they ready to come to our Beit Hashem? I don't have enough time to discuss. Are we ready to accept everybody in the Beit Hashem? It's a great discussion, and I think there is a lot to think about it. Mizmor 100 invites everybody to join us. And now we have a beautiful detail, which it says in the Mizmor, Ki lo anachnu. As you see here, we can read that in two ways. De'u ki Hashem hu Elohim, hu asanu, velo anachnu. Amo v'tzon ma'ito. You should know God is Elohim. Not Eloheinu. He is Elohim for everybody. Hu asanu, the same way in chapter 95, God created the world and created us. Now we say he created all of us. We have something in common, all the nations. Hu asanu, velo anachnu, and we are not separate. Or velo anachnu, we are all together, belong to him as his world. These are two ways to read it. And I think the only right answer is A and N. There is a double reading, which is so powerful and meaningful. There is no mistake by velo, velo. It changes the meaning of the pasuk by 180 degree. It can't be that message A is true and the opposite is true as well. It's not logic. But the message is both is true. And all the nations are part of it. So that is the structure of all nations should join. And now we come in the last few minutes to the Kabbalah. Allow me, due to the technical issues, allow me to elaborate that, because we see here an outstanding insight. That's where I started, one starting points of my learning in Tehillim, Kabbalat Shabbat. And I saw these analogies, and why is chapter 90, 100 is not here. It's missing. Now you should open, you should fold your sheet, which you have here, accordingly. You don't read it this way, you read it this way. And you see another understanding by changing one mizmor. 100 is replaced by 98 by 29, which is the middle of the third cycle from the first book. And it talks about Am Yisrael and Am Yisrael only. You see here at the end, Vayeshef Hashem Melech Leolam, Hashem Oz Lamo Yiten, Hashem Yevarech Et Amo V'Shalom. We pray to Hashem, he should give strength to Am Yisrael and he should bless his nation in peace. That's a Jewish prayer. That's a classical A. What does it say at the beginning? You should all come. Havul Adonai bnei elim. Havul Adonai kavod vaoz. Havul Adonai kavod shemo. Hishtachavul Adonai behadrat kodesh. The same verse is quoted in chapter 96. But now the invitation is not to Am Yisrael, to the entire world. Havul Adonai mishpachot amim. Havul Adonai kavod vaoz. Havul Adonai kavod shemo. Se'u mincha uvo'u lechatzrotav. Hishtachavu l'Adonai bahadrat kodesh. All the nations. It's an opening of our gates wide open. All the nations should come. That is our mission. That's our mission. We should not fail our mission. We failed the mission when we were in the desert. That's our new challenge now. Forget about, says the Pshat, 29, it's only for Am Yisrael. 96 says, expand it and open the doors to the entire world. What do the Chachmei Kabbalah do, the Kabbalists in Sfat? They took off chapter 100, which is so open-minded and for the citizens of the entire world. Everybody will come. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz, and they say, no, wait. Now let's look at the structure of Kabbalat Shabbat. Now we understand what happens in Kabbalat Shabbat. We have to accept Shabbat. Great. Dress for Shabbat. Get ready for Shabbat. Tekabel Shabbat. Accept the king, the queen. It's a wedding. Wow. Ayidish Chasene. Am Yisrael and Hashem, they got married. And we remember Har Sinai. So we remember Har Sinai, a very personal meaning, a very personal relationship, Kabbalat Shabbat. When Am Yisrael was at Har Sinai, we learned about Shabbat. But what did we learn about Shabbat? That Am Yisrael should stick to the, every Shabbat, to our legacy, to worship Hashem, accept him as a melech, as our melech. And we focus, it's a Jewish wedding. Hashem and Am Yisrael, the Kabbalah. And it is for Am Yisrael. That is the meaning of Shabbat. Why is it switched? For a very simple reason. With this idea that we should get ready for all the nations, yes, but now it's time for our personal wedding with Hashem. That's the way I want to celebrate Shabbat. Let's stay for Shabbat, our close relationship. And that is the meaning, the reason why it is flipped. Not talking about Shabbat, and we are opening the doors from the Shabbat experience, the Jewish Shabbat experience later on, to the entire world. That is the Pshat. No, we are now going inside to our Jewish experience. That's Kabbalat Shabbat. However, if you read Kabbalat Shabbat carefully, you see Shamor b'zabuchor b'dibur echad hishmi'anu el hamiyuchad. We were told that Har Sinai Shamor b'zachor. But the goal is, on the long term, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That is the end of Zechariah. V'haya Hashem Lemelech al kol haaretz b'yom hu Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. We should, at the end, be strong from our personal experience at the wedding with Hashem. We should be strong to go out to all the nations. And that is what we say, Yamin Usmol Tifrotzi. We go left and right. I quote here from the beautiful research of Reuven Kimmelman on Lecha Dodi and Moshe Chalamish, who worked a lot on these topics in his beautiful work. We experience our experience. We have our experience, but we got ready to make a tikkun haolam. Yamin usmol tifrotzi, Shabbat should go left and right. Where is left and right for Shabbat? Left is Friday and right is the Sunday. The Holy Shabbat for Christianity and for the Islam. It goes to all the nations. And the song, Likat Kala, Pnei Shabbat Nekabela, ends always with Lamed Hei, twice. Lamed Hei is 35 in the numerical value, times 2, which is 70, the 70 nations. We keep the Shabbat in order to be a Ol Lagoyim for all the nations. That is the Shabbat Kabbalat Shabbat experience. We start with this awareness for all the world. Now Shabbat Shalom. We should have our Shabbat experience. We should accept this message. That is the Shabbat experience. Now let's compare that. If we compare the flow in Tehillim, we have two attitudes, two schools, but they are not contradictory. They explain each other. Back to the contextual interpretation of Tehillim. That is the message we recover in the fourth book. It is the Jewish experience. The Jewish people comes back to the Torah of Moshe and a recovery, a rehabilitation of the world. First, we want to do that for the world. Chapter in Tehillim, it continues with this beautiful unit of six Mizmorim. Our experience in 96 has to go out 100. The Jewish people invites all the nations to accept upon themselves God's kingdom. That is Tehillim. And beautiful analogies which I don't have the time to elaborate again. We mentioned it. Let's just see what it says very, very clearly in chapter 96, where my sign is. Im ruv goyim Hashem malach avtikon tevel baltimot. Yadina mim b'meisharim. Tell the nations, Hashem malach avtikon tevel baltimot. Bring our message of Am Yisrael from 93 to all the nations. Make it the message, a Torah for all nations. That is the message in Tehillim. If we have first our Shabbat experience, we relax, we come to ourselves, we have our understanding and our insight, and we recover from the traumatic experience of the Galut back to Shabbat in order to be a light for all the nations. That's Tehillim. Kabbalah goes the same way, it goes the same stations, but from another direction. We have, and that is most important, Mizmor 100 is said every day in the morning. Every day we say Mizmor Kuf, every morning in Psukei de Zimra, but not on Shabbat. Why? On Shabbat we are not concerned to go to all the nations. Shabbat we can rest and enjoy our wedding with Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the other experience of the Kabbalah. Therefore, they know that Mizmor Kuf is not missing in the Sidur. It's very much present every morning in Psukei de Zimra. Our daily life is dedicated L'kadesh Shem Shamayim in all the nations. Invite everybody in the diaspora, wherever we are. That is Mizmor Kuf, an integral part of every day of our prayer. However, when it comes to Shabbat, take this idea, take these Shabbat experience, take all these six Mizmorim, just do me a favor for Shabbat. Our wedding, we do not need the 100. We need instead of that a strong Shabbat experience by having 29. Go inside to you, rest. Understand your call from Hashem to be Hashem Yevarech et Amo v'Shalom in order to be ready during the week to fulfill chapter 100. So that is an outstanding chidush of the Kabbalah. I enjoy tremendously to read these two books by Kimmelman and Chalomish. They did not have this insight, and it took me now 9 years to come to these insights, and I think that was the meaning of the Kabbalah, that we should learn strongly what we do for ourselves in order to be strong for outside. We summarized that we spoke about the structure of these six Mizmorim, an outstanding structure. It is a crucial part of the change from the first two or three books, the first temple period talking about Am Yisrael in the homeland. After the diaspora, after the exile, we come back, but we share responsibility for all the nations, from all the nations, from Yerushalayim, to be a place where everybody, all nations, should have a Beiti, Beit Filai, Karel Cholamim. We need a change in our attitude to be open for everybody, and we need a change in the attitude of all the nations to accept the monotheistic idea. That was understood, I think, beautifully by the Kabbalah. They were pioneers. I have no other way to understand what they did to these Mizmorim other than a deep understanding of contextual interpretation. First 95 to 99. Delete for a moment 100. By the way, some had 100 included and just added on 29. And afterwards, enjoy Shabbos, the Jewish Shabbos experience, in order to be strong from the Shabbat rest, to worship the whole world, to bring them all together to worship Hashem. That's a major, major philosophical insight of the Bible, of Sefer Tehillim, and of these six chapters. We discussed chapter 95 to 100. Next time, I want to focus on 102, but you can imagine that chapter 101 and 106, the rest of the flow of the fourth book, will be the topic for next week's Shiur. The focus is 102. Thanks for your attention. Please, Susan.
Okay, Rabbi Benny, so we're going to go to the questions. that people have asked. So I'm just going to start at the very beginning. If we go back to Mizmor 95, and we see there that there's a change from a leader speaking in verses 1 to 8, and then in verse 9 to 10, Hashem is speaking. So it seems to be a conversation that's going on, the first part being Am Yisrael speaking, and the second part that Hashem is speaking. Would you like to address that?
Yes, I think it's a correct statement. It is not from 8, it is from 7b. And I tried to highlight that with the colors that, oh, we want to worship Hashem and accept him as our creator, and we want to be his nation. But Hashem right away tells them, Kimbaloch, please, now do it, please, right. If you are motivated to do so, Hashem interferes and says, oh, do it right. Do not be stubborn the way it was. I think that is a correct comment. I mentioned it when we spoke about the structure of the Mizmor, and it's true. I confirm. Now it's my time, Susan, to ask you. I want to ask you, we discussed before when we prepared the shiur, I'm blessed that Susan and Audrey helped me a lot how to prepare it on many levels. And what do you think about it, Susan?
I concur with the people in the audience who say it's an excellent shiur. I actually mentioned to Rabbi Benny when we talked about it that this really resonates with all of the messaging that Rabbi Sacks, Zichron Olav Racha, shared. He talked about the universality of Judaism as well as the uniqueness of the Jew. So I guess I'll share my screen with something from Parshat Yitro, but you could really see this in all of his Divrei Torah. So he talks about Yitro, and Yitro being a non-Jew who comes and says, you know, he's asked, how are you? And he says, Baruch Hashem, right? He says, praise to Hashem. And then he brings out in Parshat Yitro that both that Noach, Eliezer, and Yitro saw the importance and the significance of Hashem, even though they were non-Jews. And he goes back to Rabbi Akiva and says, beloved is humanity, for it was created in the image of God. Beloved is Israel, for they are called children of God. So he also has, he beholds in both his hands the universality on one hand and us being the children of Hashem and his sheep. And he actually, I just was reading this before class, and he brings out that, as we mentioned here, that you bring the, on Sukkot, the non-Jews come and to the Jerusalem to pray for rain. And before COVID, anyone who was in Jerusalem could see that there was one day that many non-Jews came and they had a parade where they did come to the temple. They kept, right, they came as non-Jews. They didn't come as Jews, but they came recognizing the greatness of Hashem. So here he says, so in his examples, I'm not going to read the whole thing, of Noach, Eliezer, and Yitro, he says, these are examples of universalism. They do not imply that in the fullness of time, everyone will convert to Judaism. Rather than in the fullness of time, everyone will recognize the one God, creator and sovereign of the universe. This is quite a different thing. And then he goes on, I will share the link with everyone, and you'll be ahead of the game for Parshat Yitro. But it is definitely worth noting in many of his Divrei Torah that he is juggling these two concepts just as we see in Tehillim. So I'll share this link, and I'll also share the link that Rabbi Sacks has. I'm sure many of you have seen it. In the sense, it's a cartoon where there's a drawing and he talks why I am a Jew. And that also talks about the universalism, but it talks about the special relationship with Hashem. So I think, you know, going back from, you know, Noach and Eliezer and Yitro, but really in our own sources, going it, you know, through David HaMelech and Tehillim and, you know, in Ezra, that these were messages that even coming back from Babel and coming back from Galut and hardship, we hold these two concepts that as you said, that there will be the day when Hashem's name is recognized by everyone.
So thank you very much for this elaboration, Susan. I enjoyed to hear this, and I think it fits beautifully. Allow me to address some of the questions. I don't remember all the names, but took some notes. Why is 96 and 97 included in Kabbalat Shabbat? So whatever I read, and I read quite a lot about Kabbalat Shabbat, these research say, what did they say in Turkey? What did they say in Tzfat? What did they say in the Edot HaMizrach? Wonderful historical research. I was interested to learn that, but at the end, I wanted to understand the mind. What was the mind of the Kabbalah? They said, we are aware when we do our Shabbat. The Shabbat is ours. And as you wrote correctly, Gershom, Nochi Shabbat Chayav Mita. When we do our Shabbat, it's a Jewish Shabbat in the sense of 92. We survived, others did not. That is our Shabbat. We have to find our strength in Shabbat, the Jewish Shabbat. But we should never forget that we are responsible for 96 and 97 and all the nations. And Edot HaMizrach, they actually do say chapter 100. I know that. It's part of it, and it was replaced. Now they say, let's focus on that. So by doing so, we get a very, very beautiful understanding. How did the Kabbalah understand the contextual interpretation in Kabbalat Shabbat? And if you read now, Lecha Dodi, that's the message. We talk about our Shabbat, the first and the second line, and the last one. But from 9:3 to 8, we talk about the situation of Am Yisrael. Once we come back to Eretz Yisrael, we should be open for everybody, for all the nations. That's exactly the meaning, reading 95 to 100. We should be open for everybody. Now let's have a little rest. Let's leave 100 for the weekdays. It is thought through perfectly to every detail. Fits very, very, very well the thinking of Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. I think that the answer is, as somebody pointed out clearly, the answer is not A or M. The answer is a combination. And the answer is velo anachnu. We belong to him. Who is we? Am Yisrael or everybody? Velo anachnu amo v'tzon marito. We were previously the Jewish nation. So let me tell you, when I read first the research by Zenger and Hosfeld, it's translated to English from chapter 51 to 150. You can read it, a beautiful commentary, a masterpiece. I thought, oh, I understand the German scholars, they are interested in it. When I read the paper by Jeremias, which I quoted, it's a German paper, and I checked it in the text of the structure which I had in this file, it is obvious to me that they are right. That is the combination. I have no doubt about it. If you see this again, and you see how much is quoted here from Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. If you say Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz, it says Ra'u Kol Afsei Eretz Aretz Et Yeshuat Eloheinu Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. You should come and join. Please come. The role of Am Yisrael is to invite them all. That is the Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz, which comes back here. And we invite them not to join, as you will be frightened. You should enjoy the enjoyment of worshiping Hashem. Ivdu et Adonai besimcha. Bo lefanav birnana. The same way we came to him, lechu nechanana laHashem, and we should be happy, we should have a simcha, as we have it here. Any other questions or comments?
So one just came up. Why are we not? Why don't we encourage converts? Because we don't encourage converts.
So that is a masterpiece. This question is a masterpiece. If we compare Christianity and Islam through history, there was a lot of forced conversion. There was a lot of bloodshedding, a lot of wars, the Holy War and the Inquisition and Crusaders. There was a lot of worship. What we say here is, no, you're invited. You want to be our guests? Please come in and join. You don't have to change your attitude. You can do a Kiddush Hashem, and you can sing the song of Hashem that we sing. 98, you can sing. Shirul Adonai Shir Chadash, Shirul Hashem Kol Haaretz. The way you sing it, we sing it. The way we sing it, you sing it. We create a coalition with all the nations. Whoever they are, they should come and recognize Hashem. No need to make a change. Not at all. But respect him and come to your inside. We will be happy to lead you. We as Am Yisrael in the Mikdash, and we will teach you and we will guide you, but at the end, we will be all together. No pressure at all. And what a statement. No holy war and no forced conversion to Christianity. No Inquisition, no Crusaders, no bloodshed. An outstanding message. And you can be part of it. I will repeat that when we come to chapter 102. There is a wonderful, and I'm just preparing the next shiur. In 100 chapter 2, it will say that all nations will come back and they will worship Hashem together. La'avod et Hashem kol mamlachot. Behik 102, 9, 23. Behikavetz amim yachdav umamlachot la'avod et Hashem. All nations will come and all the kingdoms from the entire world will come to worship Hashem. That is the vision. The way you are, you can worship Hashem. The way you do it respectfully, you are part of Am Elohei Avraham. No forced conversion. That is a major change, I think, a most critical change of the message of Am Yisrael reflected so beautifully here, that we respect and tolerate everybody the way he is, as long as he accepts the idea of monotheism and basic ethical values of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, not be our guests. Let's make a minyan all together. That is a future music, which is very, very, very a huge vision. How that will translate on a very practical level, my friends, we should see in chapter 101.